This is the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. My name is Stacey Stein. Today's show is part one of a two-part series featuring interns from Garfield County Prep. They talk about vaping, juuling, and tobacco, and how their use and misuse has permeated their high school experiences. According to the Healthy Kids Colorado 2017 survey of middle school and high school students, cigarette use is on the decline, while e-cigarette use is climbing. The report states that approximately 1 in 3 youth are using tobacco products, with 81% of those products being e-cigarettes. Locally, according to the Post-Independent, a recent survey found that 37% of students from Aspen to Parachute use tobacco products. The prep interns are joined by Risa, a nurse from Pitkin County Public Health. Risa starts off by asking, what's the big deal?
Is it a problem in our area? Do you think that vaping and e-cigarette use and tobacco use is a problem?
I really do think that vaping and cigarette use is a really big problem in our area. It's almost like an epidemic.
I just think it's a big problem since teens now are misusing it. I think I've seen more kids using Juuls at school than I do anywhere else or at work. I think it's just very misused the way we use it.
I definitely think it's a problem because, you know, we see it pretty much every day, and at school it's become a kind of like a disturbance, I guess, of like a lot of people are using it, and it's become very like common and very normal, I guess, for people to use an e-cigarette.
I think that it could be a bigger problem, but with middle schoolers now starting to use it, it's becoming more of a problem in the area than anywhere else in the valley, just because so many people have are able to get it from somebody 18 or older.
What are some of the reasons why people might use Juuls or e-cigarettes or whatever's out there?
One of the reasons that I've heard a lot of why people use it, like over actual cigarettes or over marijuana, is the smell. Because normal cigarettes, they have the really strong smell, and they, and you know, like e-cigarettes are just easier to kind of hide, easier to just use and not really show that you're using one.
Agreeing with you, I think it's easier for everybody to get, since the older, like the kids, like older kids are using it, which is like giving a bigger chance for like younger kids to use it, so they have like resources or like ways to find it. Or I think just like she said, the smell, how easy it is to just like do it right now and nobody can tell me anything. Like alcohol tastes bad, so I don't think anybody would just want to do that in school. Or like marijuana smells bad, so I don't think anybody would just want to pop out a little J or whatever. But I think it's very easy to get and very easy to use.
I know personally I've heard a lot of times where people have been able to hide the fact that they were vaping by simply saying, oh, I was just using lotion, and they're able to hide it that way. But what I have seen in my school is that a lot of people vape because there's a lot of social benefit. It's something that makes you seem cool and fit in with the crowds when you're able to brag about your new rare Juul pod that you got or something, and it just makes you almost fit in.
Following with that, something that I saw when Juul was kind of starting to come out, and it was like really popular in my high school, was people, when the teacher would turn around, people would pass it around, and everyone would take a hit of the in class, and no one would really, you can't really tell, like if you're looking around, that's when you see it, but teachers wouldn't know. They would be writing on the board and kids behind them would be using it, and they would pass it around to people who don't use it. And you know, when you rejected it, it was just kind of like everyone would stay looking at you like, really, you don't do it? So it's definitely a thing of like, it will get you some sort of popularity and some sort of like weird like teenage respect for using it.
So one of the things that I hear actually from parents that I've spoken to is, yeah, but whatever. It's like we smoked a couple cigarettes when we were in high school. What's the big deal? Is it bad? What do you guys think?
So I know it's weird, but I do watch a lot of like old movies, and pretty much the only thing I'd be seeing them is like smoke cigarettes. And I think back then they would kind of use it as like only to hang out or like to party for like the occasion, you could say. And I think now, like I said before, we're just kind of misusing it. I think parents don't think we are, because I think parents are like, I don't want to say clueless, but like we just don't communicate as well with them as we should about the whole situation. So I think they should maybe enforce the fact that it's like bad for someone, like it might even like kill them or whatever. I understand using like some kind of alcohol or whatever when you're like at a party, you know, it's the event, it's the time. But if I was right here, like people now and they would just go into the bathroom to just hit the drawer or whatever. And I think that's very inappropriate and like disrespectful. And I think that's part of the misuse that they do.
To answer your question, is it like a bad thing? I think it's a really bad thing, mainly just because like they think, oh, we smoked a cigarette or two, but that's not a cigarette or two. And it's not like they're just doing one pod a day. Most people are like doing multiple. And it's like you were saying, it's misuse. Like I've had friends get into my car and they just start vaping in my car, and it's just like I don't allow it in my car because it's not something that I want to be a part of. I've gone into friends' cars and they start vaping, and like you said, you wouldn't get in a car and start just automatically drinking, right? Or you wouldn't be in class and be drinking. So it's something that's been way too like normalized, and so now people are just being like, oh well, whatever, like everyone does it, it's normal. Like, it's normal for me to do it in class. It's normal for me to do it while I'm driving. Teenagers also don't see that there's like any effect to it because everyone does it.
I guess I'll just talk about that a little bit, this idea of like how much we use it compared to how much teenagers have used cigarettes in the past. So one of the things that's different about the Juul compared to the other e-cigarettes, remember those, or you've seen, right, the tank-based e-cigarettes, they're big. They're the ones that sometimes explode and we see it in the news. The kind of nicotine that's in those products, it's this nicotine that hits your system really slowly. You don't get that hit, that like spike of nicotine. But the nicotine that they put in the Juul was specifically directed towards smokers. It gives that same fast hit that you would get if you used a cigarette. It's a, like an engineered kind of nicotine that gives a fast hit, so you feel it, and then it drops off, so you feel that withdrawal and you need more. It's a lot easier for young people or anybody to get addicted to a product like the Juul with that kind of nicotine in it. So when we see people using it frequently and then having all that withdrawal that feels like shakiness and antsiness, that's actually the way that the Juul was designed, and a lot of the other products now too. And I think the other piece is, like you guys said, you had to go outside or like you had to sneak away to use a cigarette. So people weren't smoking cigarettes all throughout the day in high school. But with the Juul, it's just so much easier to get it anytime. And I think we're seeing people get a whole lot more addicted because they're going through pod or two pods. There, you had the question earlier of, is it really true that there is the equivalent of a pack of cigarettes worth of nicotine in one Juul pod? And that is true. There's actually two kinds. There's two strengths of Juul pods, but the strength that we usually see on the market has the equivalent nicotine to one pack of cigarettes. Now, cigarettes are different strengths, but for the most part, that's true. And it's this engineered kind of nicotine that we're getting a bigger hit.
At my school, we have 10-minute breaks in between some of our classes, and we go down to what we call the path, or some of the kids do, so that they can smoke cigarettes. And because it's off school property and the teachers don't come down there, we can get away with it. But now that we have Juuls and able to get them, we have our school bathrooms locked. We have to get the key from the front desk to go into the bathroom because we were hanging out in there, spending too much time in there, using what we should not and can't have in school.
That also happens at my school. My friends and I used to make the joke of, we don't Juul in the bathroom, we pee in the Juul room. Because it happened a lot. Like, you would walk in and every time it'd be like, every time you open the door, there'd be a group of girls that would scurry into the like stall and just like hide. And then it's like, they'll see that you're just a student, they'll come out and they'll be like, oh, you better not snitch.
I know that my school has actually put up posters outside of bathrooms in an attempt to try to stop people from going into the bathrooms and vaping so much. I personally don't know if it's worked, but it's still very, very popular.
So I'd just like to add that I don't think teachers really care. Like, they're not dumb. They know what we do when we go to the bathroom. Like she said, the Juul room or whatever. You do catch girls in there, like, hiding it, or they just, like, ask you if you want some. Like, it is, like, a social kind of thing. So I think people feel comfortable doing it, too, and not, like, being stingy about it. Like, oh, you can't have any or whatever. So I think that's a big part of, like, why it's so popular, too.
That's really true. My old job, there was like we had a break, and a couple of my bosses and other workers there, they were just passing around a Juul, and it was normal. It wasn't anything, and there were people that were smoking normal cigarettes, and obviously it's the same thing. They didn't say anything to them, and it was absolutely normal for them to be passing it around, and I was just sitting there like, oh my god, like, this is a workplace. You're Juuling in a workplace. But it's, like I said, it's been so normalized that they just don't see that it's wrong.
In some states, it's still okay to get hotel rooms where you can smoke in the hotel rooms, and in some states, it's still okay to smoke during a meeting or on a lunch break in the office. And I think that is something that has helped encourage smoking, because adults can still do it in their workplace, and it makes them like more popular with either their boss or their employee, because it's like, oh, you want a cigarette? Like, smoke with me, we'll talk about it. And it makes them more popular in the workplace. So if they smoke in school and they have something to offer, it makes them more popular with their peers, so they have more friends.
Use of cigarettes used to be something like what we're seeing now, right? Everyone was doing it. I don't know, when our parents were younger and when I was younger. But now it's not, right? Like, smoking is still cool, but it has a very different perception, I think, than it used to. Why do you think that is?
There definitely has been a lot more education towards what, like, damage it can do to your brain and all that stuff. At least, like, in my sex ed class, we spent, I think, a whole month, like, talking about drugs and alcohol and what effect it does to your brain and all that stuff. A lot of kids that are using things will probably, like, know and understand, hey, this is bad for me, but they don't really care as much. Whereas before, it was just like, oh yeah, you're gonna get lung cancer. But it's the same thing of being like, if you don't wear sunscreen, you're gonna get skin cancer. People still don't wear sunscreen. I don't wear sunscreen. So back then, it was just kind of like a, okay, whatever. And now it's just people know more, and parents are more educated about it too. And they start these educations from, like, a very young age, from, like, middle school. I feel like just the fact that people are more educated about it is, like, making it seem a little bit less attractive. And so that's why they will turn to, like, e-cigarettes and try to, like, hide the fact from your parents or from everyone else. Whereas before, if they smoked, it was just kind of like, I'm smoking. Like, so what?
I want to actually challenge this idea that the reason that people don't smoke cigarettes is just because they were educated, because I think this concept of, we tell people that they're going to get skin cancer, they still don't use sunscreen, right? So education and awareness is part of it. But I think something that you were saying earlier about, you could do it in the workplace, people are smoking cigarettes together, you can get a hotel room. These policies actually make a difference, because the harder that it is to get, And the fact that, like, you can't smoke in bars in Colorado anymore, right? Like, people used to just smoke in bars, and everyone was having alcohol, and they were having cigarettes, and so it just became really easy to do. And the harder that we make it for people to do it, the harder that we make it to do it during the day, the harder that we make it to get it, I think that that has a big impact on whether or not people use these products so freely. So, like, vaping, I think that's part of it. And I think the other pieces of it are whether it's normalized. And those policies have something to do with, like, do we think that we can just use it all the time? Is it normalized? And I think that that is a really good point.
Well, when I watch YouTube, as I do frequently, I find that in the middle of my videos or before my videos, there is an ad about smoking, like juuling or vaping or smoking cigarettes, and how it's an epidemic and what it does to your lungs and your brain and your throat and all the things like that. I feel like it's telling us the medical issues that it can cause for us, but some teens are just like rebels and are like, I'm going to face the odds and do it anyway. But then that's like advertising to kids even younger than high schoolers, like showing them like, this is what this is. This has nicotine in it, and the teens are doing it. So then they want to do it, whether or not it causes medical issues.
Also, on the other hand, I saw some of those ads when I was younger, and they scared me. And I feel like that's kind of like their goal, is to scare you away from using them. And I mean, also with my parents talking to me about it, just watching the ads, they're pretty scary. And if I were a 9-year-old watching the new ads, I would not want to do anything that would make me look anything like the kids and the teens in those ads.
And I think social media has a big part of the use of Juuls or any kind of like tobacco. I think like either it has a positive, as like those commercials, like the orange background, I don't know what they're as, but like it's weird watching those because you're just kind of like they care. yeah. And I think like the more we see, like we can see, like, I don't know her name, but Kylie Jenner's best friend always has like pictures with Juul. So we're like, oh, like I want to be like her. So like we do it. And I think that's the difference between how tobacco was used back then. Like we did it for ourselves instead of to like please someone else's, like, or someone's attention or something like that. So I think, I don't think we're smoking for ourselves. We're smoking for others to look at us to smoke.
One of the issues that I commonly think about with seeing ads that talk about how dangerous smoking is, I know that teenagers especially, we really do have this instinct where it's like, I'm too young to die, I'm too young to get hurt, I'm invincible because I'm 16, and so we get told that these are the consequences, and we don't really have enough of a developed brain to really recognize that those are the consequences, so we just don't pay attention to the warning signs.
I feel like she's right, where you used to do it for yourself and not for others to be cool, because in the show Friends, Chandler always liked to smoke. Like, his friends didn't want him to because it was bad for him. That was when the medical conditions about everything were just starting to come out about what it really does to your body. And then there's one where he steps out into the hallway in a hotel, and he's like, I just need a fresh breath of air. And he lights a cigarette, and he's like, ah, yes, fresh air. So he does it for himself, but he doesn't want his friends to know because his friends don't think it's cool. But now it's all the rage. So if you do it, then you're cool whether you want to for real or not.
I think these are all totally great points. And it does show the way that different people are different about how we respond to advertisements and we respond to education and things like that.
This is the Andy Zenka Youth Empowerment Program. I'm Stacy Stein. We just heard interns from Garfield County Prep talking to Risa from Pitkin County Public Health about vaping, Juul, and tobacco use. They discussed the prevalence of vape products, how their use has become normalized, and that using increases your social standing as a teen. Local towns have responded to the increase in e-cigarette use, Aspen, Glenwood Springs, and Carbondale have joined other Colorado towns and recently banned flavored nicotine products and raised the age to purchase tobacco to 21. Garfield County PREP, P-R-E-P, stands for Personal Responsibility Education Program and empowers young people to identify and develop healthy relationships, increase communication with their parents, and educate the greater community about the need for comprehensive sexual health education. The second part of this conversation continues with interns discussing addiction, how they see it manifest, and what has motivated some interns to stay away from alcohol, marijuana, and tobacco products overall. To hear more, visit azyep.org.